Precincts reporting in, and we are going to get to those latest numbers in just a moment. No big changes to pass along to you. The race remains pretty close in Laverne, with Dennis Waldron receiving 2,008 votes, Tosina Mosley 1,750, and it appears that Dennis Waldron will be the new mayor of Laverne, although we're still waiting three precincts and don't know which ones exactly those would be. 53.5% of the vote for Mary Esther Reed for mayor of Smyrna. Jeff Hollingshead, 46%. 43-41 for Reed, 37-44 for Hollingshead. More races coming up here in just a moment, but joining me by phone is newly reelected member of the State House of Representatives in the 49th District. Mike Sparks joins me here by phone. Mike, congratulations.
Hey, Brian. Thank you. Thank you for that. And I just want to thank my supporters and folks that's worked hard. And you know, we got to run every 2 years, so it's a lot of work. It really is.
Well, you had not only to run in this general election, but you had a pretty hotly contested race for the Republican nomination as well. I'm sure you're glad this is over.
Well, I am. You know, it's a lot of work. I don't mind the work, and I don't mind engaging with the community about issues and all. But you know, politics, sadly, so much today it's about money. It's about raising money, and it should be about being focused on issues. And the problem not only is at the state level, it's at Congress too. You know, I've said before, you know, the folks running for Congress, I mean, you know, if we could spend more time focused on solutions rather than having to raise money and campaign, I think our country and the state be in a lot better shape. But but you know, yeah, it looks like, you know, won a little lot higher than I did 2 years ago, and even going through a primary, I was a little surprised about that. But but you know, I had folks like TEA that stepped up to help me this year, which is a strange irony because I've been a critic of theirs, but they've really done a good job reaching out to me and reaching out to the General Assembly and folks such as NFIB or Tennessee Firearms Association or the NRA or Tennessee Firefighters stepped up to also help me. But yeah, I'm just glad to kind of get it over with and be able to spend some time with my wife.
Tell me some of the things that you think are going to be hot button issues when you get back to the General Assembly in January. What are some things that obviously the budget is first and foremost? You got to have a budget, but what else?
It is. You know, I mean, education's always going to be one of the top concerns. I know one of the issues I talked about was taking on the issue of textbook affordability, and that may sound kind of odd, but you know, when I'm up there in Nashville, I see a lot of lobbyists up there, and nothing against lobbyists or advocates for their industry, but there's nobody up there really lobbying sometimes on common sense solutions, and that's kind of what I want to kind of bring to the table. But the issue of textbooks, I mean, you got people spending $200 to $500 on a textbook, and I promise you, they ain't a lobbyist in Nashville trying to lobby for affordability when it comes to education or even textbooks, and that's an issue that affects Democrats, Republicans, rich, poor, black, white. And, you know, I'm all about the Tennessee Promise. I think it's a good thing. I think we're going to have challenges trying to pay for it. But I did an interview the other day with MTSU Channel 10, and I threw out an offer to debate any dean, any PhD, any professor on the issue of textbook affordability. I've wrote three books. I just got a commission check from Australia on an ebook. And if I can do this stuff without finishing my degree, which I'm trying to finish, I know the state and these universities and all these PhDs can do a lot better job to help just the common man and common folks out there that are struggling today.
Thanks for calling in, and congratulations on another 2 years in the state legislature.
Yeah, thank you. And Brian, I really appreciate what WGNS does for Rutherford County. If anybody ever wants anything out there, whether it's selling an El Camino to some chickens or just a news, you know, a press release of something going on at a church fundraiser, y'all are always there and more willing to step up. And thank you. Y'all have a good night.
All right. You too, Mike. Thank you.
We'll see.
Mike Sparks, the 49th. 49-